It was going on dusk when Benny wandered under the massive granite and iron entrance gate that led to Hollywood Cemetery, so named for the many holly trees nearby, not for any predilection to movie star burials. He nursed a coffee as he walked. It helped to warm him against the cold. Once inside, Benny noticed a calming aroma, the scent of freshly mined earth. As he moved along the walkway, he felt himself grow more lucid, felt his whiskey buzz fade away. He met the watchman just outside the office door, a Negro in his 50s with a lunch pail and a hurried look. "We're closed up, mister. I have to come back tomorrow." Benny held up his badge. "I only need a few minutes." The black man sighed. Another white man's request. "All right, then, I can wait." Benny fingered a fin from his pocket. "Listen, how about we come to an arrangement? You close up just like you would any other night, and I'll hop a fence on my way out. What do you say?" The watchman eyed the fin like it was gold. "You catch heat on this. It's your hide, not mine." "Agreed." The watchman beamed and took the bill. "I got a memory on me, mister. I find graves dug up. I'm gonna draw a picture of your face for the paper." Benny angled his head so the left side of his face was clear. "Then be sure and get my good side, okay? Don't want anyone mistaking me for someone else." The watchman laughed. "You just a little cracked, ain't you?"
"Just a little."
"Well, good night to you. Behave yourself." Benny nodded, and they parted ways. He heard the gate lock behind him as he wound down the path. Whispers of sunlight were a poor guide along a familiar route. The encroaching darkness threatened to throw him off course, but he was undeterred. He knew the way. Benny took soft steps around a large family plot on his way to the old man's grave. The goal was simple: don't disturb the dead. Samuel Ethan Sherwood had been laid to rest along a southern edge of the cemetery. Benny could just make out the contours and pulse of the James River, maybe 100 yards off. He took a seat right there on the grave. Damn, the ground was cold. He thought back to the morning. He felt devious, roping Archie into his madness. It was like he'd conscripted a spy. But he had no choice. He was stretched too thin. Sure, some of it was self-imposed, but all of it fit in. All of it was relevant. He took another swig of his coffee and rattled off his many objectives to the old man. Find Dougie Swires. Corner him. Hurt him. For you. Locate Hollis Digby's gasoline. Solve the mystery of Jack Gentry, imposter or dead man. Smoke out the department's press leak. Learn Jedediah King. Finger him. Expose him. Reconnect with Imogene. Help her, if he could. It sounded like too much. It felt like too much. But he had Niles, and now he had the kid. You survived the canal. You can do this. More coffee. A rush of warmth. Keep working. Keep moving. Don't succumb to the madness. Benny laid back and rested his feet on the headstone. Both it and the gravesite had been bought and paid for by the RPD. Benny looked up at the stars and said, "What happened, Dad? How'd you end up like this?" "I know it's all connected. There's so much at stake. I won't let you die an unanswered death."